The bills to improve oversight of police activities are now in the conference committee. Even before they went to conference, all underwent several revisions. The three bills we're going to look at this morning are the Body Camera Funding and Standards Bill, the measures to create an independent review board to investigate incidents of officer-involved death, and an advisory law enforcement employment standards and training board. Aaron Hunger is a criminal justice professor at Remington College. He's also a former police officer. We've asked him into our studio for his read of the current versions as he was involved with the creation of two of them. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much. It's an honor to be involved in this conversation this morning.
Aaron, you helped to craft some of the original legislation that was introduced this time around. How far has it come from those two bills?
So that's correct. I was involved in a five-year research study with the University of Hawaii. I'm also a doctoral researcher at the university, and my project involved assessing some of the mechanisms within the police bureaucracy in the counties and how well accountability systems were working. What we found was that there were some critical components that are missing in this state that are present in all other states whose responsibility is for oversight and accountability of police through licensing at the state mechanism. This had the effect of causing a lot of autonomy when it came to police conduct and oversight, that intersection. And so the study really was focused on trying to get legislators involved in addressing some of this. So the policies started, the policy development started late last year with public safety legislators specifically, as they were going to be the ones who had to introduce the bills, and trying to sort of show them the data that existed that we had collected and suggest some remedies that had been used in other cities and other police departments that might be of interest.
Specifically, you're talking about the creation of the Law Enforcement Standard Board and also the independent review when there's an officer-involved death.
Correct. So two of the big areas where cities are starting to have conversations about police accountability involve police homicides. That's clear around the country.
But from the initial crafting of those two bills to where they are now, several revisions down the way, the big criticism has become, well, they've become even more toothless than perhaps they might have started out to be.
And that's correct. They have undergone several revisions that have tried to negotiate with the key actors who this would affect, and also try to take into account that we're starting with nothing. So as it looks from the outside, well, you know, the bill has really been toned down, and it has. There's no doubt about it.
Both bills.
Well, all three bills.
Well, I mean, I'm talking specifically about the two that you were involved with. We'll get to the body cam bill in a minute.
Correct. Yes, the two bills that were originally drafted had much more oversight mechanisms within the language than the current revisions have. And again, this was to try to accommodate a lot of the players who were very critical and very resistant of trying to get on board with this type of legislation, specifically the police union and the county police agencies who would be most affected by this legislation. This legislation creates mechanisms that were originally intended to professionally license police officers as part of the entire oversight bureaucracy. However, that component was taken out. There was a lot of objections of they weren't sure how that structure would take place. And so unfortunately, that has been taken out. That said, to have something to work from in the future and expand authority from is a lot easier than having nothing and trying to get a bureaucracy agreed upon within the legislation. And so
you're making the foot in the door argument.
Absolutely. And at this point, being the only state that is missing these type of critical components, it's better to get the foot in the door and have the agency created and have it existing so that you can expand its authority, address what's not working, see how the community reacts to this, get the professionals used to its existence, rather than having all the medicine applied at once.
How close do you think that these two versions, at least that they're looking at now, are in conference to be able to even get that agency created?
Well, I've continued to have dialogues with the authors of the bill. Senator Aspero has been one of the key advocates of both of these bills. He is the author of both of the bills. And so he's really in touch with where the other legislators are. And like you just heard from Civil Beat, we're in a part of the legislative process where the House is rejecting what they want to hear and the Senate's rejecting what they want to hear. So for advocates, this is a nervous time. We play the least role right now. This is where the legislators have all the say in whether the bill can be worked out and whether it can move on.
And done behind closed doors.
Absolutely.
But clearly, I mean, the coconut wireless works well. Are you hearing that this is something that we may well see happen?
I'm hearing that this year, more than any other, there is a strong will within the legislature to pass something that addresses what's going on within all of the counties. And it's, although there's certain counties that appear to be more problematic with policing oversight than others, there is evidence going through all counties that there really should be some discussions as to how we can help police train and how we can get them professionalized throughout the state.
Now, what about the body cam funding bill?
So body camera is one of those national priorities. In fact, so much so that the federal government has created several avenues for cities to get aid in funding should that be problematic. There's a lot of data that shows on both ends that this is something that aids officer safety and it aids public safety. Oakland and San Francisco's police departments turned over statistical data that was really helpful in selling these to police departments, that it's a way to cut down on citizens being aggressive with police officers as they understand they're on film and they don't always want to be seen as aggressive when they know that that's going to be played out in court. And likewise, the SHOPO union president pointed out it's a way to remind officers that they're also expected to act professionally at all times, and having the camera there has had that effect. And so what chiefs of police have said is that the number of citizen complaints have dropped, the number of use of force have dropped, and so cameras are a real tool for governments to help in this relationship.
Right, you're making the case for it, but specifically as you look at this bill, SB 2411, which has gone through two revisions in the Senate and two revisions in the House, do you think that this bill is actually going to also be that foot in the door to be able to get funding or additional funding for body cams?
Well, I will tell you this. One of the main perceived opponents to the bill was, of course, SHOPO, and secondly was Honolulu Police. But in the last House testimonial, Honolulu Police changed their position 180 degrees and said that they were not only ready to institute a pilot program, but they were ready to institute it by the end of summer.
Mm-hmm.
That said, that I think shows a real willingness of the major obstacles to be overcome. So
right, but the language that would have to be agreed upon with two different versions that have come through the Senate and two different versions that have come through the House.
Right. I understand that the contention is around some of the audio versions of concerns between the Attorney General and what can be overheard as people try to listen to transmissions through the radio. So it's not so much the camera portion of the bill that's under contention, is there's an audio portion that's really contentious.
But all of this has money tied to it as
Correct.
Well. And that's part of the big sticking point as well.
That's right. It's got to get through the financing, which is always problematic.
All right. Well, we're going to be watching, and we know you will be too. Thanks very much for coming in, Aaron.
Thank you so much.
Aaron Hunger is a former police officer. He also is a criminal justice instructor and a researcher at the University of Hawaii Manoa, where he's finishing his PhD in political science. He worked on two of the bills that we just talked about, SB 2755, the Law Enforcement Standards Board, and SB 2196, the Law Enforcement Independent Review Board, now in conference.